Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome everyone to this conversation with Spencer, or otherwise known also as Junk DNA. And I love that Insta handle. And so I'm just going to rave a little bit about you, and then you can let us know more about you and everything that you are doing, because I know that you are also multifaceted and you have many different ways of expressing your unique gift. So I met you quite recently, actually. I think you are of the panelists the person I've met most recently. You reshared one of my posts and I saw that, and then I went onto your account and I binged watch your content, which doesn't happen very often, but I was like, oh my God, like, this person is exactly on the same wavelength as me. And there was one video in particular, or one thing that you posted in particular, it was about the fact that indeed the earth is round, it's not flat. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, it's definitely...
Oh, I don't know.
It's definitely on my same wavelength, because there's so many, you know, like, discussion. We don't need to go into that. But then, yes, I pretty much loved your content, and I felt instantly that I wanted to have you as a panelist, because, you know, like, you're a channel and I'm a channel, and when we are able to tune into the field and we can feel instant soul connection, we don't even need to question that. So I knew that instantly we would have great conversations and then we would get along quite well. And then I had really the privilege as well to be invited during one of your events, and we talked so much about the pineal gland, and I loved it because you and I, Spencer, I think we also love geeking, as we were talking with Rocky before. Mm-hmm. We are people who love to study, who love to get really deep, to then come back to very simple truth, you know, like live in the present moment, love yourself and all of that. But I would love, I would love to just continue the conversation that we have had as well on Instagram, into getting to know each other more. I would love to get to know you more, and for you to simply share with everyone here and on the replay all the amazing things that you do and how maybe you came across doing all of that.
Of course. Well, first off, shout out to Sandrine. You are hosting quite a phenomenal summit from what I've seen. We are day two. Welcome everybody that's here in the chat room watching the replay. I'm so grateful that you're here. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Spencer. I go as Junk DNA on Instagram, and pretty much everywhere on the internet. You can just type Junk DNA and probably find me. And just as Sandrine said, yes, I am a channeler. I am a initiate of the Law of One. And if you don't know what the Law of One is, it's a very complex series of channelings back from the 80s that channeled the consciousness of Ra. Yes, the same one from Egypt. And then I do a bunch of things. I also make music, and I do, you know, I just really embrace the human experience. And that's what I'm here to share with you today. So I think the best place to start too is, what the heck is junk DNA? That's the most common question I get, right? It's why junk DNA? That, you know, and some people are hearing it for the first time. So I wanted to break this down for you scientifically, because I know so often in the community, we hear a lot of spiritual concepts, but we can blend the two. This is how we can really gain that internal confirmation and bypass the skeptical mind, because you are magic. Everything is magic. And this is where we really kind of combine. So junk DNA, if we look deep down at our biology, right, we have a genetic blueprint that consists of about 3 billion nucleotides that are packaged within 23 pairs of linear chromosomes. And everybody knows this, this is science. But the interesting part is that 3 billion base pairs, all of this genome sequence, only 2% are actually used to encode proteins, things that allow us to survive. So what's fascinating is that scientists came up with this concept called junk DNA, basically identifying the other 98% material that they deem as non-coding filters. And what's fascinating about this is because, you know, nothing, as you know, Sandrine, nothing in our experience is wasted. creation is but an amalgamation of intention. So when we start to look around and see, okay, well, why is there 98% of our body or our biological structure that is wasted or is, you know, inauthentic or incompatible with what we need? The truth is that this vast majority of genetic material, we find a repeated sequence. And within this repeated sequence, we see telomere caps. And for anybody who doesn't know what telomere caps are, they're basically the ends of our chromosomes. I like to call them lifespan limiters because they basically attune your age. You know, as you get older, your telomeres shorten and then therefore, you know, cessation. But beyond that, it's about realizing that what happens if the caps aren't in place? What's beyond? What is our full potential? Because this is not our full potential. What's fascinating is that we biologically, and I'm just speaking right now about the human species, right? We're not necessarily speaking about the entire cosmos here. We're talking about life on Earth in a human vessel. We've been blocked and we have had some form of suppression genetically on our own biological structure. So what happens, and this is something I found out through like deep, intimate channeling with this understanding, is that the junk DNA is quite literally your multidimensional essence. It is your frequency of spirituality that is basically bundled within your physical vessel, something that we don't necessarily attribute to who we are all the time. There's a constant normality that spreads throughout the collective of keeping us small and limited. But the truth is, you are the entire universe. You are experiencing human existence through a subjective lens, yes. But you are absolutely encompassing everything it means to be creation itself, because creator, and as many of your other guest speakers have said, is, you know, within us. We are this ultimate self. And so what's fascinating is that the DNA, again, something that the spiritual community knows a lot about, is that we have an Akashic memory within our DNA. And this is where it gets really interesting, because I know you've explored this as well, in that these Akashic memory can carry memories of past lives, of places you've been, of lessons you've integrated. And it's about unlocking this facet, this junk DNA, to allow us to really understand how we can be our ultimate self, our, you know, potentializing and activating the DNA from within so that we can return to an organic soul center. You know, that zero point of spirituality and multidimensionality. That's why I like to say, you know, metaphysics and even pushing beyond what we can even perceive and study on, you know, the books, because there's so much about spirituality. And I remember, I don't have it pulled up right now, but Nikola Tesla has this beautiful quote. He says, the day science begins to study spirituality or something of the sort to that lineage, is going to take leaps and bounds in one single decade. And that's so true, because there's the metaphysical aspect of our being is so expansive. And when we incorporate and embody that, that's when we truly start to be the teacher and the student at the same time, simultaneously. So it's fascinating too. And a lot of people that stumble across my page, well, for example, that's the reason I had junk DNA, right? Junk DNA, I want to give a funny story, is that the whole point of making that my handle is so that I could actually plant a seed of curiosity into those who seek it. And when they come across my work, it's not necessarily me saying, hey, do you know what junk DNA is? You should check it out. It's me planting the seeds so that they use their free will to do so themselves. Because when somebody activates their own intention, or, you know, ambition to do something, that's when they actually find the wisdom within themselves. So for anybody that's actually checked out my work, you're going to see a very interesting grid pattern on my profile page that has since shifted. And I'll get into that in just a moment. But the pattern previously was channeled work paired with the Schumann resonance. And for those who don't know the Schumann resonance, basically the whole intention of tracking the Schumann was when I became aware that the sun too is responsible for curating and unlocking this multidimensional DNA sequence within us, simply by sending out waves of cosmic energy that are constantly bombarding the planet but it's basically nurturing, you know, the advancement of our consciousness. And this all happens through vibratory acclimation. Sometimes you've seen the Schumann do some crazy things that's actually gone viral in recent days of doing these absolute amazing spikes. And these spikes are generated also with the core frequency of Earth. So when you have these two frequencies blending, you start to get this enlightened state or a high vibrational influx of energy. And this energy is also cosmic, but it's you siphoning and then also integrating. That is what the sun is. I like to call the solar system our cosmic nursery, because soul is constantly, you know, making sure that every planet within its sphere of influence is getting the nutrition it needs, getting that expansion and that energy that it so desperately craves to become full potentialized. So I had that. And basically the Schumann is just like a tangible thermostat that we can track planetary energy and flux. So that's why I really wanted to emphasize half of my work at the beginning, of course, for, you know, five, six, I think I've been going on 6 or 7 years now. I've been tracking the Schumann. I've been looking at the sun each and every day. And what that has done to my consciousness has brought me to a pure state of gratitude for our being, realizing that we are being held in a very macrocosmic way, that we are constantly feeling love all around the universe for us. And then of course, being held by Gaia. And it's this, you know, absolute beautiful symbiosis that keeps us in a perpetual state of growth. So yeah, long story short, my name is Junk DNA. And the whole reason I chose this was to show you who you are, show you who you truly are, without the facade of ego or anything that's blocking you from your own limitation. And then also very important to stress, and I'll actually bring this up later in the conversation, is my secondary business, the Quantum Light. This is a business of which I co-manage alongside my Ascension partner, Clara, otherwise known as Pausa Meditation Studio. And we are putting so much energy into this new business and this projects that are coming your way. So I'll get into that later, but that's just a little spiel on me. Sandrine, I'm so grateful that I'm here. Thank you for bringing me along for the ride. This is going to be exciting.
Thank you so much, Spencer. This, oh my God. People, you'd be very happy to have the replay so you can pause and rewind and listen again, because there was just so many gold nuggets, so much wisdom, so many teachings just in what you have shared. And I love it. And you know, when I saw the Insta handle Junk DNA, it instantly, you know, spiked my curiosity, because I thought, if a human can use that Insta handle, they know very well that Junk DNA is not junk DNA. Mm-hmm. And then they use it as a, you know, it's kind of like a bit of a nick, you know. Do you think it's junk DNA? I'm going to show you the other side. Because actually, mm-hmm. in the junk DNA reside a whole potential. And so your whole account is about tapping into the potential of what we think is junk. And as you say, like, it's so interesting. And I think it's a very potent reflection of our times that scientists say, oh, we don't understand that, so we just classify it as junk, when we know very well that evolution does not keep anything that is not needed. I mean, we don't have a tail anymore because we don't really need it. But so why would we keep something that is junk? It doesn't make any sense. So like you, I really know that within the junk DNA reside the potency of our transformation, of our multidimensionality. And I had no idea that you had tracked the Schumann resonance and Salafa with such level of precision for so many years. Oh my God, that is just next level. That is amazing. Yeah. But yes, like the way they, it's like, everything is perfectly organized for us. There is no mistake, there is no hazard, there is no randomness at all. Everything is perfectly architectured by the source of all life. And when you can realize that, and as you say, like when you can follow people like you that know how to share that and express that, we can feel so held. Because for so many of us, we feel lost. We feel like we shouldn't be here. We're from the stars, we're not really from Earth, but we don't really feel like we belong to humanity. Everything is too crazy. But when we actually can, you know, stop with these narratives and then really learn and study more about metaphysics and things that you share on your platforms, like Wait a minute. First of all, yes, on one hand, I can have my human design, my astrology, my numerology, and I understand my architecture. And then I see Schumann resonance, I see solar flare. Everything is happening to unlock my junk DNA, my full potential. So how can I show up more for myself into doing the inner work, getting to understand that? Because they, I'm sure that you will agree with this as well. There are many paths. You know, they talk that about in ancient yogic philosophy. There are many paths to enlightenment. And for some people, it's too knowledge. So we study, we educate. And so this is very much like geeking around all of that. For some people, it's like more around bhakti, and it's all of this devotion, like Hare Krishna or songs, and all of the amazing, you know, movement that we know that is there outside. And so we have many different ways of evolving. So I just want to encourage anyone that is very much like Spencer and myself in a way into, if you like to read, if you like to educate yourself, follow him, because like the level of depth and precision and knowledge will satisfy your geeky mind. And also after that, of course, you know, it's about bringing that into embodiment. So would you like to share a little bit about maybe some moment in your journey, like more or less recently, when you have found yourself at this junction of receiving this influx of information for maybe something you read or study, or maybe something you channeled yourself. And it's like, okay, so this comes into, you know, asking me to step into a new reality. It could also be like the junction to your new business. As you know, like yeah, we are very comfortable there. And then, oh, quantum light, I can feel, I want to do this. So would you like to talk about a little bit about this process of stepping into your leadership and how it showed up for you?
Of course. Thank you for that. That was a beautiful question. Well, as you stated, you know, a lot of my work is channeled material. For anybody who is unfamiliar with channeling, it is basically the act of receiving without filter. Allowing messages to come through in its purest raw state. You get it down, fine tune it, and then that is your channel. And what's fascinating is that I've learned from myself so many times where I kind of go into this lucid haze where I'm there, but I'm not there. And then I'll come back to a channeling maybe a week later and be like, oh my gosh, like that just like blew my mind. And I'm the one who brought that in. And it's crazy because I think as channelers, what we do is we help translate these macrocosmic concepts, these multidimensional facets of the entire human life experience, everything that we can perceive, and then make it tangible enough for others to resonate with, right? But it wasn't always that way. I wasn't always a channel. I wasn't always conscious, as many of us weren't. And in my unconscious phase of being, it was a very interesting awakening story. And I'm just going to give a nutshell because I've spoken this story so many times, but basically I reached rock bottom, as many of you have. You know, Sendrine alluded to this, how you feel outcasted, you feel alone, like the black sheep, and there's nobody that understands what you understand, even before you understand a lot of these spiritual concepts, just in general of trying to fit into life or society. And yeah, it broke me. I fell all the way down that pit. And I remember I was on top, again, I was working at the hospital at this time. And it was, I think 2 a.m. in the morning, I was standing on top of my parking structure for a break. And I was so close to ejecting myself and leaving this earth plane because I was just like, you know, why? What's the point? And so in a means of frustration, I internally and externally spoke aloud, I just want to know. It was one of the strongest affirmations that just pulsed through my body, right? And this is a question a lot of you have. I want to believe, right? That's a common thing that comes through of just wanting to really get that internal confirmation. But at the time, it was more so, you know, my anger personified through that energy. And so I spoke this aloud and I was like shouting at the sky. And I remember it was, oh my God, it was like one of the most profound, I might get emotional, I'm sorry. It was one of the most profound moments of my life where instantly, like my eyes were fixed on the horizon, again, stars, because it was like 2 a.m. So you could see like a decent amount of sky, immediately drawn to this cluster in the sky of lights. And immediately, like as like my line of sight hit it, I was flooded with this absolute pure frequency of, the only way I can describe it is unconditional love. I felt like comforted by just this beam of energy. And I had no idea what this cluster was. I had no idea what I was feeling, but it was just overwhelming, where I was bawling my eyes out. And I was just like, it felt like I was being hugged, like all the way around on every single cell, I was being hugged. And it was just so intense, so powerful. And after that happened, like, you know, I kind of brushed it off because there was a little bit of adrenaline of me being frustrated and angry, and went back to work just for, you know, the next hour or two, went home to sleep. And what was fascinating in dream state, I've never really been a lucid dreamer. But there was this one night following this activation, as I now know it to be, and that cluster in the sky happened to be the Pleiades. So I realized that there was an intimate connection with star family there, and I'll get to that in a moment. But in my dream state, there was this being that approached me, and Ibis headed figure, of which I've come to know to be Thoth of Egypt, again, part of the Ra lineage. And basically approached me, and it was so lucid in a very calm and distinct way. And he like put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, "We're going to be working together," and then just kind of walked by me and faded away. And I had no idea what he was meaning. I'm like, what is going on? You know? And what happened next was absolutely phenomenal. I woke up and immediately, like, if you were to go to Google and just press download every file in the server, that's what it felt like. Just like information. This was my first experience of channeling, but I didn't know what it was. And it was getting every answer in my subconscious that was pending, everything that was like waiting for me. And I said, why is this way? Because I was constantly curious throughout my entire life. But this moment, I finally got the answers. And the reason I got the answers is because I exercised my free will to ask for that reception from the universe, from, you know, source. And so it was so powerful to receive all of these informations. And, you know, fast forward, me just, you know, being constantly flooded. Like, if you could see my eyes, they were fluttering. Like, I was just constantly receiving things, and I was having the time of my life, Sandrine. Like, I was so happy to be alive. I was like, oh my God, this is this, you know, this is it. And it was like, you know, a kid winning the lottery. And then I had, you know, a bit of a letdown, actually, when I wanted to start to speak these truths out loud, because internally I was having a party. It was a huge celebration going on in my mind. But externally, when I tried to speak to family, to friends, there was cognitive dissonance. There was, why are you talking about this? What does this mean? You know, why are you acting weird? And it was like, at that point, you know, I had gotten the confirmation I needed to stay alive, to keep moving forward. And that's all that mattered to me. But I reached a point where I was like, I want to share this wisdom. Like, I want people to know this. You know, so many people go throughout their lives saying, what's the meaning of life? I'm like, I know what it is. And in a non-egoic way, I'm like, I know what you're supposed to be doing right now. Like, I wanted to be a teacher. And what I found, actually, kind of fast forwarding, is that that's what I was in a past life. So it's kind of funny how we parallel that energy and that service in our current. But time went by. Again, I left a lot of friends behind, some family, you know, unconditional love. The bond stayed intact, but there was just no understanding, right? And so I understood that. And I fully appreciated the process of disconnection. And I said, okay, you know, I'm fine. I'm gonna enter my solitude, and I'm gonna be the wanderer, the hermit. I'm perfectly fine with this. I'll grow a long white beard and a cloak. And, you know, anyway, it's just like, and so what happened was the universe needed to synchronize me with others of that like resonance. So it took a while, but then I met this one guy from my work who was open-minded, self-aware, and he was on the exact same vibration as me. And he received this information and he said, oh, you have to do something with this. And I'm like, well, what do I do? Like, you know, and he's like, oh, you should make an Instagram. And because, like, you know, we were constantly on Instagram and everything of the sort. And I'm like, yeah, I guess. And like, my only intention, again, Sandra, from the very beginning, was to create a time capsule of these wisdoms, because I didn't want to lose them. I wanted to remember And I didn't know if this was a fleeting thing. I wanted it just to be out there, imprinted somewhere so that I can look back on it. And then flash forward today, 26,000 followers, people just coming from all corners of the world and throughout the collective that resonate with these messages. And it makes me realize that I'm, you know, I'm a messenger of some sorts, but I'm doing so in a very humble way, in a way that allows me to also co-study alongside others, because this, as you know, a lot of this material that comes through channelings, it's not our own. It's not something that we can stamp our name on. It's something that we have to appreciate as manifesting in that divinely timed moment. And so, yeah, all these things happened. The page grew, my channelings got more and more adept. And what was fascinating is that it was probably within the first 2 weeks that the Law of One landed on my lap, the channeled book series from the 80s that channeled in Ra. And if anybody's read Law of One, you realize how complex this material is. And coming from a 16-year-old girl in trance state, you realize that it wasn't her. She was the conduit of that energy. And so I picked up the first book, and then I picked up the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth. I remember just flying through the series because everything resonated. It showed me that the immediate understandings, the channelings that I got upon awakening, were correlated with the ones that was in that book. And that's how powerful it was. So anyway, you know, just kind of fast forwarding, you know, really diving in as a student to the Law of One. I had many initiations throughout the planet. I visited Egypt, of which I'm not sure if you mentioned yet, but we are giving away one of these pendants. I'll explain a little bit further on that as well. But, you know, I had visited many of these sites. I even came here to South America, where I am presently. And now I'm moving on to my next, you know, landing space, where I'm going to be full service, but also fully tuned in to my own self-mastery, which is what I'm absolutely dedicated to above everything else. It's a continual evolution of my own consciousness. So I'm sorry, I kind of went over a little bit, but I hope that answered your question.
Of course, like, it's so amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your journey with so much vulnerability and also inspirational experiences that you have had. I'm sure that many people can relate to having very big breakdown and looking for some answers. And I love what you share about, you know, your receptivity to receive, because it is what's needed. Like, I'm sure that your guides say that to you as well, as they say that to all of us. It's like, ask. Because of the principle of non-intervention, if we don't ask, they can only have very, very, very little. So if we keep on asking, it's just a matter of time that we receive, and we can receive in so many different ways. We can receive in your way, which is like instant, potent connection. And it's also the energy that flows into the heart. And to me, this is the answers. They often come that way. They often come energetically. It's not like a handwritten note from God in the morning. This is your life purpose. This is what's going to happen on your journey. So you can be reassured. No, it's like this sensation, this feeling of like, I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be right. I'm not alone. I'm supported. And I know I'm meant to be here. I know I'm meant to stay, because, you know, I feel like a lot of people have had thoughts about, let's exit this space, you know, yeah. I've had enough of this shit, no more for me, my time has come. But then there is a force that is beyond that, is like, no way, no way, because you are not an accident, you are not a mistake, nothing is a mistake. Be patient, keep asking, keep doing the inner work. And the inner work we do by continuously following our interests, as you were sharing, you're interested in this, so you studied this, and then you have all of that to share, and then you meet these people, because the receptivity is the other receptivity. As long as we are receptive, then we can receive the frequencies from the divine. We can activate more of our own DNA, more of our own souls. We can activate connection with extra dimensionals, non-physical guides. And so therefore we feel more surrounded and not alone, because so many of us can relate to what you share as our shared story of like stepping into our leadership through self-leadership, through understanding who we are and honoring who we are, and then feeling really alone, feeling very lonely, like nobody understands me. But then when we think like that, we can realize, okay, let's not fall into like being a victim and feel like I'm just going to be alone for the rest of my life. It's like there must be some people out there. And now that the great awakening is here, that we are right into the ascension process, it's like people are popping from all around, like literally, people on the similar wavelengths. They are just kind of like, yeah, they just come into reality, because when we are open to receiving that, it's like the universe organizes through perfect architecture of the meeting of these souls, which is a summit like that is kind of like a vortex of this point of meeting souls. So I bring all of you amazing leaders here so you can, share in such an inspirational way everything that you do. And then we can also meet like this, all of this audience we have. So many people have signed up for this event. It's like, it's all family. It's we are friends. We are all connected. We might never know exactly how, but we can feel it. And if the feeling is there, if the feeling says, continue exploring this, continue studying this, continue connecting with these people and dig deep, because like you and I, it's like, there are millions of accounts on Instagram. All the time I see like, oh, this spiritual account, that spiritual person, but it's like, oh, nice, but then there's no reason why, like, from the mind, there's no reason why I would connect more with John Daniel Spencer, but it's just because there is actually a reason. It's just my heart, my body, my sacred authority, a generator says yes, engage with this person, have this person on the summit, and then look at what we create, just because it is following inspiration. And it doesn't need to make sense at all, but further in the future we look back and it's like, I can see why that happened. I would love to know where you find your inspiration. I know that you connect with your guides. What really fuels you, and how do you find the courage to take all of these actions into creating also businesses of the new earth and really stepping into the leadership of the new paradigm?
Oh yeah, well, this again, such a beautiful gathering, and I feel like everybody has done this in their own unique way. What's fascinating about me, again, I mentioned briefly at the beginning of my story, the ascension, the awakening process, is that I work with Thoth, with Ra, but even more so beyond external, extensions of the universal family, I work with my own higher self, which is one of the biggest themes I wanted to talk about tonight. So the higher self, what is the higher self? You hear this concept going out a lot. It's basically the apex of your soul's consciousness. It is this sixth density version of you that has accumulated everything below. So we're talking, awareness of the entire Akashic record. We're talking wisdom of all the learned lessons, all of the understandings and integrations that have happened since. And this kind of sparked an interest in me, especially when I was first introduced to the higher self, which was, there's a version of myself right now that is so synchronized to time. I mean, what is time? Time is cyclical and always, but right now, there's a version of myself that is at the apex of where it can be on its path to source. And right now, a lot of the introduction that I'm receiving, especially with this channel material, but even more so with Catalyst that I face, these lessons that I still have yet to integrate as my human incarnation, these are all prepared and proposed by the higher self to catalyze growth in all of its younger selves, shall we say. So the title of my conversation today with you, of course, as well as going over everything of my branding, is assimilation of the higher self. So if we break that down, what is assimilation? Well, the definition of assimilation, it's the process of taking in and understanding information or ideas. So basically, when I say assimilation of the higher self, I'm talking about a fusion with the self, creating that link, that gateway, all the way to your apex consciousness, and allowing that wisdom, that understanding, and that level of growth to seep into your reality so that you can start to utilize it as a tool, right? And I had a whole conversation on this during my conversation at Starbloom, and I'll get into that a little bit later on, but basically talking about the evolution of consciousness, is that consciousness, yes, is the all, but the whole point of having subjective vantage points throughout the universe is so that you can grow into the next facet of yourself, grow even more aware of what's going on. And it's this constant layering where you start to be like this, where you become more widespread and wide known. But to assimilate the self, I kind of broke it down into three different steps, right? So one is to acknowledge your multidimensionality. That's a huge one. Yes, you can be rooted and grounded in your human self. That is perfectly fine and actually very essential to what we're doing right now. But you aren't you always. You haven't always been this one human vessel. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been a human. There's a constant succession up into this point. And through that, we have like a nestling doll effect where we become larger and more understood of what the cosmos is by experiencing the cosmos in our own subjective vantage point. So again, this is all about spiritual evolution, evolving the soul, evolving your consciousness, which when we speak about evolution, we're talking about remembrance because we're already the all. So now we come back and we're like, all right, I wonder what it's like to be this. I wonder like what it's like to be this. And boom, 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 until you're back at that full comprehension, that apprehension of your full cosmic self, right? Number two, something that you were speaking on, Sandrine, use your free will to call upon active assistance, right? If you can only receive if you ask for it. And this is the power of free will, is because you have the potential to receive anything you want, anything, whether it's attracting abundance, manifestations, or even wisdom. All of that is accessible to you because you are a creator being. You are part of the universe, and it is your birthright to receive. So for those who do so, magic happens, right? It's an absolutely phenomenal thing. And I just want to say from my own understanding that having my own opening of free will or surrendering to free will gave me that magic that I was searching for. So if you have yet to really embrace your fullest self, just try to speak it into existence. Constantly look at yourself in the mirror or look to the night sky and process infinity and just talk and say, I want to know what I'm meant to know right now in this present moment, and it will come to you. This internal guidance is always right here. You're not waiting for any external event or phenomena to catalyze that. And number three is to live through the embodiment of higher self consciousness. So again, this is something, as you said, where does my inspiration come from? Well, it's part of me engaging or interfacing with this gateway directly into the higher self. So basically using that understanding that everything is known from that view, to a certain extent, you're not going to know source consciousness just yet, but we're on our way to understanding and knowing. But using that gateway of full integration into my own personal reality and saying, okay, instead of observing reality with a reactive mindset, I'm going to be responsive and I'm going to be neutral. I'm going to start to observe beyond myself, beyond Spencer, beyond Sandrine. You know, I'm going to be looking from a macrocosmic perspective and looking down onto the planet and saying, okay, why is this happening? Is there a butterfly effect going on? What's the cause and effect? What is the linking daisy chain that brought me to this moment and this point of consequence or elation? And basically acting from love in those moments because you realize that everything is for you. Nothing is against you in this life. Even, you know, if we flash back or we reset and we rewind, we realize that all our traumas were catalysts for us to grow into our seams, to allow light to fill the cracks within our void. And this is going to bring us to a state of fullness, of equanimity. And that's why I really like to interface with the higher self. So even now, I am still actively learning how to assimilate the higher self. We all have moments of drop-off, but it's about returning through remembrance. And whenever you need to find the higher self in you, wherever you be, just hold your hand to your heart and bring it back in. That's all you have to do. You have to practice the pause and find that moment once more. I talk about breath work as a very essential tool in our toolkit, something that allows us to ground right back into the moment and remember who we truly are even beyond circumstantial or situational adversities. So that is where I receive, and I do so with much gratitude, and I never take anything for granted. I know that this channel is open now, and I take the most of that. When you see my posts on Instagram, they're for that moment. I'm not here to constantly post and work myself out and feel burnout. I'm here to put gems into the soil and for those to find them. And that is exactly what Junk DNA has been. And moving into the quantum light, now I get to do it with shared energy. So.
Thank you so much. Oh my God, there's such a potent formula that you express to merge with the higher self. It's just like an amazing, amazing explanation. It's like so highly valuable. Thank you so much for sharing that wisdom and everything that you have unpacked for yourself and that you are doing, that you are embodying. And you have created indeed a platform that is very crystalline. Because I love that you share that you don't post because out of obligation and when you don't feel like it. It's just a message needs to be shared, and it is shared right in the moment. And that's the purity that I have literally felt flowing through this account of Junk DNA. And as you have started mentioning, talk more about quantum light that you're doing with your partner.
Yeah, the quantum light. And again, the story behind the quantum light is addressing the light at the core of all things, at the quantum scale of diving in and seeing that everything from a rock to an animal to your fellow humans has the light of source within it. So that's where we originally came from. And basically the whole intention for generating this account was to follow in the footsteps of such beautiful minds as Nikola Tesla, Walter Russell, and really studying, but also producing content that reflects energy, frequency, and vibration. And yes, I do so alongside my ascension partner, Clara, who I'm forever grateful for. She's brought me all the way back to center when I needed it the most. And so together, we are doing some incredible things that are coming up. So as you've seen, just little teasers here and there on my story, on my promos. I'm not sure if we're at the part of the summit where I can start talking about that, but you let me know.
Yes, please do so. I'm very interested myself. I want to know more about it, please. Yes.
Okay. So the quantum light services, again, there was a little void in activity, but we have been doing stuff behind the scenes, creating, manifesting, creating for the sake of creating. And what's fascinating is we just launched our new website, which is thequantumlight.us. You can go check that out. We have all of our information there. But we have four active services that are very important to talk about. So I'm just going to briefly mention them. The first is Lemurian connection. So this is all about Akashic remembrance. This is about diving into Lemurian heritage, remembering the Lemurian teachings, the lifestyle, and basically creating or infusing those energies into modern day. How can we follow in the footsteps of our very ancient Akashic past? And so you can find that at bit.ly/Lemurian Connection. I'm sure you're going to include these links.
Yeah. The replay, everyone. So don't worry. You'll have it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. And the next one is something I'm really excited about. It's called The Sound of Your Soul. And I personally, as I mentioned at the very beginning, I've been producing music for probably 12 years now. And I've been really refining not only my fun style of creating music, but more so with spiritual infusion, allowing meditation sequence to manifest through my music. So what I've done is that I've created a program where I create personalized meditations from you, starting with durations from 5, 10, 30, and 60 minutes. And you are in full control. There's no other service like this on the internet. Of what you are going to receive for your own custom meditation, because these are tailored for your vibrational and energetic needs. So if you've ever listened to meditations online and you're like, oh, I wish they did this. I would love if they had this. You are in the control. You get to choose your own adventure. So if you want to find that out, and again, everything is tuned to 432 Hertz. Very, very powerful. And I have so much fun doing it. We've already had a few orders. You can find it at bit.ly/thesoundofyoursoul, or check Sendrine's little bio description. Okay, something that is very pertinent to you, Sendrine. Know Thyself Mystery School is back. We are resuming, actually, the official debut, because before was a prelude, the 3 months we did exploring this channeled content. We're finally going in and we're going fully into the deep end. So it's about self-mastery. If you're new to Know Thyself, basically assuming the same kind of mystery school that they did in the past, but with more spiritual understanding, right? Infusing all these ancient concepts and infusing this channeled wisdom, but also our collective energy. Sendrine, of course, so grateful that you were there. She was one of our guest speakers, and she came in with a beautiful, beautiful embodiment of what you were speaking. And we got to have direct access with students going back and forth, learning from each other, constantly switching the role of teacher and student. And that is what this is all about. So basically, in August, Know Thyself goes live. We are going to have 24 access to not only all of the recordings, including Sendrine's. You're going to be able to access that database as a student, but we also have a 24/7 private forum. So we're going to be meeting once a week, but we're going to have a private forum where it's going to have so much more immersion. I've been working on so much content behind the scenes to allow you to understand things like the higher self. How are you going to dive in deeper and really integrate? And that is what my intention is. So that manifestation came about that way. And you can find this at bit.ly/knowthyselfmysteryschool. Or check our website, thequantumlight.us. All the links will be with Sendrine. And then finally, something that parallels what we are a part of right now, Starbloom is coming back for its 4th year anniversary. This is an international virtual conference that I've been curating for 4 years now. It's been really exciting. It's been a festival of consciousness, but for this year, it's evolving into a retreat of consciousness. So basically, we are going to be having a in-person conference and in-person retreat, of which you can be involved with. Right now, we have early bird bookings. It's all for the winter solstice at the end of the year. But right now, if you get in with the early bird booking, you can check out Installments, which is an exclusive for early birds. And then we're also, if you're distanced in the world and you can't make it to Northern California because it's based in the vortex of Mount Shasta. So I would love to have everybody join in person. But if you can't, we are also offering a virtual pass. And that virtual pass is $100 off with the early bird special. And you're going to hear all about this on my stories and everything. I don't want to go on, but you can find that at bit.ly/starbloom2023. But if you enjoy conferences like this, definitely be a part of that, because Sendrine, you have done an absolutely beautiful job with this summit. I'm so grateful to be a part of this. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much, Spencer. And it's such a great pleasure to have you here. And I mean, oh, everything that you are creating, because I know the amount of work that is, you know, placed into creating each and every one of these offerings. And your devotion to your service is absolutely mind-blowing. Like, you can really feel and see how much you just walk the talk, and there is no more separation between work life and personal life. It's just one unified vortex of service. And I absolutely love that. And I would just definitely keep on following you. And oh my God, a retreat in Manchester. Ooh, it just feels extremely potent. That's amazing. So everyone, follow Spencer, Jump DNA, Quantum Light. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for all the words that you have shared. Thank you for your wisdom. I really appreciate having this conversation with you. And I know that we will keep in touch, and more co-creation are probably going to unfold in the future, as we are exactly... like we're very much on the same wavelength and talking about similar things, both channeling. So I really like also to see similarities in the work that we offer, because it's very complementary and always so inspiring to see other people, you know, speaking truth flowing through their own channel. So thank you very much, Spencer. Thank you for your
shared resonance always resonates. Thank you for inviting me. It's been so exciting, and tell your guides I say hi. I'm always loving to connect. I'll tell Mang to you, and This is exciting. Thank you, everybody, for being a part of this. You guys are part of something very important, and I'm so grateful that you spent your time here with us. If you want to check out the replay, lots of information, or just reach out to me. I'd be happy to answer any of your questions. But thank you, Sandrine. So much of a gift to be here.
Thank you, Spencer. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, Spencer. Thank you, everyone. See you later.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.